No problem. But before we start talking about your opener against Navy, just talk how your preseason camp has gone and how you feel about your team headed into Saturday's game.
Feel like it's been a really good camp. I think the kids, did everything we asked of them, bought in pretty hard to our new schedule, and I think we were pretty efficient with it. I think we got a lot in and also made sure that we had enough time to recover and rest and make sure that the next practice had just as much energy and juice as the last one. And I don't think there was much of a drop off from practice one to practice 20 in energy. And that was important for us because we obviously want to have execution, but if we don't practice with good energy and good juice, we're not getting as much out of it as we could. So I think camp has been good. And we're looking to flip the switch. We're excited about this opportunity to go have a game week now and practice a little bit differently and practice versus a scout team instead of each other. There's a lot of intensity and focus in this building right now.
First question this morning from Andy Walter. Good morning, Andy. Good
morning. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Andy.
This group of Delaware players hasn't been down to Navy before, but of course, you have played a couple games down there. What do you like about that experience? What do you remember, and what will you tell your guys about going down there?
It was a pretty cool experience from what I remember. To be honest, most of the time you go to an FBS school, regardless of the service academy pageantry, which is pretty cool too, with some flyovers, if I recall, and things like that. Anytime you go to an FBS school, you get a chance to play at a pretty cool stadium usually and in a place with some history. And we enjoy those things, but it's also not what we're going to do. We're going to have a business trip and go compete and win. And so, there shouldn't be much of a difference between this game and playing any conference game or out of conference game that's on the road. To us, it's a road trip that we're going in with a focus of getting it done.
Thanks.
Next question from Kevin Trestani. Good morning, Trest.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks. Hi, Ryan. How you doing?
Hey, Kev.
Hey, Ryan. From the moment you've gotten here, have embraced and touted the great expectations that come with the Delaware football program and being its coach. And obviously, you understand that better than anybody, having played here. Now that the season is about to begin, do you feel like the players and the program have bought into that, and that's something that everybody kind of looks forward to carrying into this season, that that at this program everybody's going for big ambitions and lots of big accomplishments?
Well, I hope so. I do hope that. And honestly, as you know, until we see it when the lights come on, and until we get out there and compete and have a close game and have a situation where we need to make a play, until that happens, we don't really know what we're going to be like in pressure. But I do know that we've put people in situations in practice with a lot of pressure. We've preached confidence and toughness and understanding why there's pressure and why it matters and why there should be. We don't want to play in games that don't mean anything. That's not why we came here. And so we're ready to go. I think until we see it happen, it's hope. But for now, we're excited. We're optimistic that we're going to make those plays when we need to.
Ryan, how much does it help as you play an FBS game on the road to open your season to have a veteran quarterback like Nolan Henderson, and how has he looked in camp to this point?
Well, it certainly does help. As we all know, that position is going to be what makes our operation move. I think we've gotten better behind him as well. But it's great to have a guy who's been a starter before, has won games when he's been a starter, and prepares as well as any quarterback I've ever coached. And so he's had a great camp. We're looking forward to him having a great season. And it's certainly a benefit to us to have a veteran quarterback and someone who's not going to be thrown off by the lights and the glamour and the FBS operation. It's not going to faze Nolan. He's going to be ready to go and ready to make plays.
A question from Andy. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Ryan. The big challenge with Navy, of course, is their potential particular kind of offense. I know you're more focused on your own offense, but, you know, is it always a question of how quickly your guys get up to speed against that offense on Saturday?
For sure. And, you know, I think there's, you know, we all know what that offense can do when, you know, it hits you. They're going to try their best to be 3 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, and then pop one because you're on a sign, you know, your assignment is not sound. And we've got to make sure that we do that. You know, we're disciplined and we're okay being patient and doing our job and don't try to do too much. On the flip side, we're also not sure exactly what we're going to get from them. You know, I mean, it's they've shuffled around their staff a little bit. They've been shuffling the quarterbacks a little bit. You know, they've possibly changed some personnel things. And so who knows, you know, who knows how the new cup blocking rule affects their offense as well. And so, you know, hopefully we get a good gauge of who they are and we settle in and just run what we know that we know how to run, you know, run our plan. We're going to have been practicing against it for a while. And so, you know, hopefully our kids just understand that it's just another defense and it's just another offense. We still have to, whatever assignment we have to go do it well and tackle and run to the ball.
Thanks.
Yeah, follow up from Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Ryan, aside from him being from the cradle of football, North Jersey, what do you like about Johnny Buchanan? And what does he bring to that defense that's going to be really valuable for you guys on Saturday down there?
Well, as a Central and North Jersey guy, I'm going to say it is not from North Jersey. Okay. He's from New Jersey. Yes. It's Central at least, maybe South. Okay. Well, based on what you want to believe. We love Johnny. I mean, he's such a great kid. He works extremely hard. There's not much he cares about other than being the best athlete that he can be and being the best teammate he can be. And he's one of those guys that it's not, you know, he's not just trying to be a good leader. He is one. He's not just trying to be a good teammate. He is one. You know, it's not something that it's kind of innate in Johnny. And he's tough and he's physical and he runs around and he makes plays. And so there's not much to dislike about Johnny Buchanan. He's a great kid that, you know, I think is going to be a really big staple for the middle of our defense.
Ryan, before I let you go, just give me some keys for your team to have some success on Saturday. What would you like to see out of your group?
And I would say we need to make sure that we're assignment sound, obviously, on both sides of the ball. You know, the first game of the season is always turnover heavy and it's always penalty heavy. And we have to make sure that we do our best to limit both of those. As opposed to also creating them on defense. And then, you know, I think we've really got to learn how to finish and continue to believe that we will finish. And those, if it gets to a close game and hopefully we can keep it close and hopefully win it at the end, because that's where, you know, those things that we've learned in the off season and in winter conditioning and fall camp and the situation that we've been put in, hopefully have trained us so that we can, you know, fall back on our habits. And so we don't have to rise to an occasion.
All right. Good luck on Saturday in Annapolis. And I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.